At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiritually speaking, millions of people walk around asleep every day. They're asleep to what's going on. They're asleep to what's going on in the world. They're asleep to Bible prophecy. And most of all, they're asleep to God. They don't hear the knock on the door. They don't hear the call of Jesus Christ saying, "Behold, I come quickly." Too many of us are so asleep spiritually that we aren't hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost saying, "Watch and pray. Take heed at the signs of the times." Jesus Christ is asking us to wake up. He is asking us to wake up to God. The Lord wants us to wake up to the fact that there is a heaven and a hell. There is a day of judgment. If someone is driving down the road and they doze off or their attention wanders, they could very well miss some of the road signs telling them where to go. God has given us, His children, many signs to watch out for. The Word of God is filled with signs to let us know that time is wrapping up. This world will not last forever. And that's good news. I don't know about you, but heaven, from what I've read about heaven, it seems to be the better place. No more tears. No more sorrow. Only joy. Only peace. Oh, to be in the presence of the Lord for all of eternity. To be far away from the sickness and disease of this world. To be done with natural disasters and devastation. The Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verse 2 to 3, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." It's good news that God is going to bring an end to this wickedness and restore us to our heavenly homes. However, until that day comes, the Lord has provided us with road signs to warn us that the time is near. He has provided us with clear signs so that we should know that the end is near. The Bible tells us that people will pop up claiming to be the Christ or to be the Messiah, but warns us not to listen. In other words, when Jesus returns, we won't need to go around telling each other about it because everyone will know. When the Lord returns, there is no need for anyone to make a video and announce it. We will all see Him in the clouds in all His glory and majesty. Luke 21 verse 9 says, "But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, For these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately.
There has never been a time in history like we are facing today, where we are consistently bombarded with distractions. We are being distracted at every point, from technology to world events, not to mention the people in our lives. At any given time, there is always something or someone there to distract us. But hear me, saints of God, if we allow them, if we give them access, distractions will cause us to lose focus on what matters most. What matters most is your walk with the Most High God. What matters most is your relationship with Jesus Christ. What matters most is whether you are obedient to God's word or not. What matters most is how you treat your fellow human beings and live a life that is holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You see, the thing about distractions is that the enemy designs them in such a way that they take your time, they take your energy, they take and take from you, and eventually distractions will derail you from your purpose. The enemy wants to distract you because he doesn't want you committed to Christ. He doesn't want you to serve him faithfully, so he sends distractions that are meant to take your focus away from Jesus. Distractions are also there to starve your prayer life and to starve you of your time of worship. The devil is the author of confusion, and he knows exactly how to disturb, divert, and distract your attention so that in the end, your focus isn't on the Lord. He desperately wants you to invest your time in meaningless things. He knows how to get you to spend time doing numerous things that are worthless, so you lose time. Distractions come in many forms. Distractions can come in the form of people and enemies who want to destroy you. Distractions can come in the form of entertainment. You'll spend hours and hours watching silly television shows where people bicker and argue, gossip, and demonstrate sexually immoral behavior. Brothers and sisters, the enemy loves when we spend our energy on things that offer zero value.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To us spiritually. The enemy loves it when we focus on things that will never edify or build you up in your faith.
As people and believers of Jesus Christ, we tend to form our opinions of people, places, and things based on what we can see with our physical eyes instead of what we see with the eyes of spiritual discernment that we have through the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, this can be a tremendously dangerous road to take because sometimes the house that we come to may look immaculately beautiful on the outside. It can even appear to be nice and neat on the inside, only to have hidden rooms that hold so much filth that it can pollute the rest of the house without being seen. There's always more to a person than meets the eye, whether good or bad. There's more to a person behind their smile. Not every smile is innocent. Not every kiss has good intentions behind it. After all, it was a kiss that sealed Judas's betrayal of Jesus. And I'm afraid to say it, but within the church, within the Christian community, we have actors. We have people who perform. The church has a set of professional actors who become something completely different as soon as they have an audience. And this isn't just my opinion or observation, but it's biblical. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5 to 6, describes these individuals as having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions. In other words, there are those in the church who act. They pretend to have respect for God, but they don't. They pretend to have a love for Christ, but they really don't. So hear me when I say, there is always more to a person than meets the eye. People are not always what they seem to be. A person can outwardly appear to have it all together on the outside, but be totally chaotic and messed up on the inside. They can present themselves as normal. They can present themselves as giving. They can present themselves as professional. They can even present themselves as happy. But on the inside, they can be controlled and influenced by spirits that desire to crush their hope, steal their joy, and even destroy their belief and relationship with God Himself. The Apostle Paul prophesied these words to his student Timothy. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. This passage of Scripture in 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, suggests that deceitful and demonic spirits will become teachers, so to speak. They won't obviously do this through their spiritual form, but rather through a physical manifestation. And clearly the deception will be in the fact that these demons will hide behind the title of pastor, bishop, reverend. That's why you have to be careful. You have to be spiritually sensitive to who you're listening to. It's almost as though Paul is warning us by saying, in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. It's not only those who have never believed, but that even those who have turned from their faith in Jesus Christ will allow evil spirits to guide them to evil actions. This is why, as believers, we have to be careful with whom we associate or become intimate with. We have to be able to discern good and evil. 1 John 4, verse 1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." We cannot be so simple-minded that we just take people at their face value. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in order to discern deeper into the hearts and minds of people to see who they really are when it comes to whether they are of God or an agent of the devil. We have to look at people with the mind of Christ and through the eyes of discernment. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.'" In order for Christians to be able to discern evil spirits in people who come into their lives with an evil intent, it is imperative that we look beyond the outside of the house. We must be willing to approach the door, willing to go into the house, willing to search every room, and willing to separate ourselves when we find that the spirits attached to the house have been determined to come between our relationship with God. People have spirits behind them. If it's not the Holy Spirit, if it's not the Spirit of God, then we as believers should be able to pick up on a spirit that is not of the Lord. So be careful who you associate with. Don't let anyone come and disrupt your relationship with God. Don't let an agent of the devil latch onto you with the purpose of bringing you down. The Holy Spirit empowers us to discern the evil that seeks to destroy us. The Amplified Translation for 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 16 says, "Do not be unequally bound together with unbelievers. Do not make mismatched alliances with them, inconsistent with your faith. For what partnership can righteousness have with lawlessness? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and Belial, Satan? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, 'I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.' And if He is truly our God, should we not desire and strive to recognize the difference between the holiness and righteousness that represents Jesus Christ and the filthiness and uncleanness that represents the devil? Should we not be a people who can identify deception from truth, right from wrong, light from darkness? After all, one desires to take our life, but the other desires to give us eternal life and life more abundantly. So, which one will you choose? The safest thing to do in order to keep yourself guarded against the evil spirits that hide behind people is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be empowered by the Holy Ghost. Yield your heart to Him, and He will work through you. Don't be an actor. Don't be a pretender. You cannot really encounter Jesus Christ and remain the same. You cannot experience the love of Jesus and remain the same. When you are in Christ, He makes you a new creature. He invades your heart and soul. The Holy Spirit will convict you to such an extent that you'll be unable to pretend because God is too real to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to Him by faith in Him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life." The old things mentioned here are to do with the pretending aspect of your life. You know, before you've truly encountered Jesus Christ, you can pray because you were taught how to pray. You can pray because it's what you know. But if your heart is not given to Jesus, if your heart is not in right standing with the Lord, then it's in vain. John 9, verse 31 says, "We know, according to your tradition, that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone fears God and does His will, He hears him. A child of God fears the Lord. A child of God does God's will, and God's will can be found in His word. A child of God does not have a form of godliness. They do not act or pretend, but a true child of God practices righteousness. They walk by faith, not by sight. They turn the other cheek when attacked. A true child of God is meek and humble. They are a peacemaker."
You see, saints, the devil is shrewd. He doesn't care about you at all. All he wants is to seek whom he may devour. You can be as strong as a boulder, but even a boulder can be worn away by something as gentle as water over time. All it takes is a little bit of your time and attention being devoted to something that doesn't edify you, something that doesn't build up your spirit. You see, you begin thinking, "Well, missing a prayer here or there won't hurt. It won't matter today if I don't pick up the Word of God and read it." Saints of the Most High God, it does matter. A few days turns into weeks, and weeks may turn into months. This is one of the reasons the Bible says in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, "Men ought always to pray and never to faint." if you stay on your knees before the Lord, you will never fall for the tricks of the enemy. I never understood exactly what that meant until I needed to get a prayer through and couldn't. You see, I had missed so much prayer that it made it difficult to pray. I had missed so much time not communicating, communing, and worshiping God that prayer felt foreign to me. Even mustering up just a simple prayer felt as if it was going no further than the ceiling. The devil wants you to waste your time on people and things that do not matter. All he cares about is getting you away from the fold. Jesus is the shepherd, and you are one of his precious sheep. But if that devil can get you out, alone, and wandering away from the fold, he's got you. But praise be to God that Jesus will come after even just one lost sheep. I know I'm not alone when it comes to letting distractions take over your life. Now, it doesn't have to be a relationship. It can be a job, a new phone, a hobby, or just anything that requires more of your attention. This is why the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Allowing something else to take precedence over time with King Jesus can become an idol. And when I look back at my own shortcomings, when I allowed to entertain the devil's distractions, I was not praying like I should or going to church faithfully. I allowed someone who wasn't worth my time to distract me from time with God, and it had become an idol. Distractions can lead to poor life decisions that end in destruction. Let's take the story of Samson and Delilah. Samson was born with a purpose to free God's people from the Philistines. Samson even knew all throughout his life exactly what his purpose was. But distractions caused him to lose focus. You see, Samson was born with supernatural strength, and that strength would remain as long as he never cut his hair. But guess what? Somewhere down the road of Samson's life, he got distracted. Samson's distractions were women. Not just any women, but Philistine women. The Philistines were enemies of the Hebrew people. Despite the pleas of his family to leave Philistine women alone, he simply would not. Soon, Samson allowed himself to become distracted by one Philistine woman in particular. Oh yes, she may have been beautiful and had it together, but because of who he was and his purpose from birth, she wasn't even worth his time. She was from the very tribe of people that sought out to destroy his people. This woman's name was Delilah, and her purpose was to destroy Samson. She knew that he was different. Every day she tried him. She begged him and begged him to give up his secret as to why he was so strong. He finally grew tired of it and told her. The Philistine army paid her to give them the secret to his strength. So one day when he was asleep, she cut his hair and allowed the Philistine army to take him away. They gouged out his eyes and put him in prison. In the end, his distraction ultimately led to his death. Do you see how the devil gets you alone and at your most vulnerable point so that he can devour you? Therefore, we must never allow ourselves to invest in anyone or anything that is out to destroy us. We as people of God must guard our hearts and our time. We must stay focused and continue in God's word. It doesn't matter how tempting it may look or how much better we think our lives will be with it. If it zaps your spiritual strength, we must turn from it and leave it alone. Children of God, it is so easy nowadays to be caught off guard and be led astray. There are all sorts of things that can hold our attention. It is so easy to slip away and not even realize that we've been caught up in the snare of the devil. We must be just as wise as the devil. He has all kinds of traps in place for us. Now, one of the ways we can ensure that we are victorious is by keeping our mind stayed on Christ. This may mean putting the cell phone down and spending more time with Jesus. It may mean turning off the television or foregoing that trip out with friends. Saints of the Most High God, we are in the last days and time is short. Tomorrow is not promised. Have you noticed how the days are moving faster and faster? Nations have risen against nation. There are earthquakes, famines, and wars everywhere. people that we used to look up as pillars of Christ are even falling away from the faith. Time is winding up. Wake up, people of God. We cannot let the devil and his distractions cause us to lose our faith. You may even have to turn off the nightly news. Yes, this can be a distraction as well. Yes, it's good to know what's going on in the world, but not to the point where you begin to allow it to hinder your spirit. I know people in my life that watch so much news that they are scared to even go certain places. Watch how you invest your time and energy. There are so many things reaching and grabbing for our attention. People are focused on money and what the stock market is doing. They are partying, building wealth, and great kingdoms. But what are they doing for their souls? The Bible says in Mark chapter 8, verses 35 through 37, "For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" Time is truly winding up, people of God, and the King of Kings is soon to return. Will you be ready or will you be distracted? So let me encourage you and tell you, don't allow the devil to distract you. Don't allow the world to distract you. Don't allow sin to distract you. Jesus Christ is worth so much more, and he is the only one who truly deserves our attention.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.